This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked about geopolitical economics a little bit yesterday, the meeting this week between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Today, kind of a corporate version of it, as part of the Obama administration's deal with Iran, the U.S. removed some economic sanctions on that country, you might remember, in return for Tehran's agreement to curb its development of nuclear technology. And that, in the way capitalism works, gets us to airplanes. Today, Boeing confirmed it has taken the first steps toward selling 30 new jets to an Iranian airline, the second agreement Boeing has made in that country. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains why aviation is leading the way into the Iranian market.
During decades of sanctions, Iranian airlines had a hard time buying new planes or even parts. That made people afraid to fly.
If you look back in the history of the last 10 years or so, there were a fair number of airplanes that crashed.
Richard Nephew is a researcher at Columbia University. He had a big hand in crafting the Obama administration's nuclear deal.
Yeah, I was the lead sanctions expert for the negotiating team.
Nephew says in the negotiations, new planes were high on the list for Iran.
It was one of the first things they mentioned to us when we met with them in Oman. It was one of the things they continued to describe to us as important throughout the comprehensive talks. This has been a primary focus of the Iranian government going back for years.
For aviation companies, Iran is attractive. It already has airports and customers who can afford to fly. Robert W. Mann Jr. is an airline industry analyst.
It's not as if you have to wait for the market to materialize. It's literally there. It's just been suppressed because of the trade sanctions.
Today's deal with Iran's Asaman Airlines and another in the works with Iran Air means thousands of jobs and billions in revenue for Boeing. Analyst Jonathan Root at Moody's says Iran is big.
All told, it's a $33 to $36 billion potential market.
Since many sanctions against Iran remain, aviation is actually one of the only U.S. industries that can sell to Iran. Now, the deals aren't done. The Trump administration still needs to sign off. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.